definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is Shadwell Crake, and I am alive.
Mr. Crake, I bought you a dinner. Mr. Crake! It's just chops, like you asked. I can do you some peas if you'd like, but this is the last time, mind. Every room does come with a little ob, it says so in the advertisement. So, if you'll just open the door, then I can put it on the table.
Leave it by the door.
Now, Mr. Crake, I really must insist, this is my house and I am not leaving until you open this door. My room, sir, this is really too much. I do not allow my guests to live in squalor.
When I took this room, the agreement was that I should have absolute solitude.
It has been weeks, sir, and you have never left this room. And now I can see why. The smell and my wallpaper. Are those slugs on my wallpaper? Now, I pride myself on running a clean establishment and I absolutely will not...
Cease your unending prattle. I thought that when I regained corporeal existence that I would relish in the pleasures that come from arms and feet, and instead I have to endure this.
Now, Mr. Crake, I do understand the theatrical temperament. I trod the boards myself, only in the provinces, mind. But I can only tolerate so much, and I really must insist that you leave immediately and settle your arrears.
You seek recompense.
I do, yes.
This world of yours is filled with noise, with motor cars, and a sky thick with unnatural vapours and chatter. It is sick. It doth trouble a man's mind. I am no physic churl. My doctorate was in divinity. But if I must wield the scalpel and cut away at this unnatural England, then so be it.
Oh, get it off me. Oh, get them off me. Please, sir, I can't get these slugs off me. I've never been one for a mollusk.
This is your payment.
Sir, please. Please, they're all over me. I'm going to book for it. Please.
The Monster Hunters. By Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. Episode 6, The Hell-Shaped Room.
Good morning, world.
It's another day and I'm feeling great to be alive. Until I looked out of the window and remembered the living hell that London is turning into. I mean, what else could possibly attract me to pre-9 a.m. drinking?
Ah, good morning, Roy Steele.
Gah! What the hell are you doing on my sofa?
I'm having my breakfast. Careful, Chew.
Do you know, I think I'm all right. Is that a pork shoulder you're sucking at?
That was my idea. I thought Count Olaf might feel more at home. Helps after coffee. I'm just washing our shirts.
Your landlord has quite the maternal streak, Roy Steele. Who would have thought that my mortal enemy, the bloodline that I had pledged to strip from the earth, would be flapping around me now like some kind of mangoose?
Yes, well, try and make that blood last. I thought you're on the black pudding.
Not my black pudding!
Oh, this is a beautiful sight. Why did I ever think about killing you when I can gain so much satisfaction from just moving in with you?
Lorimer, I want a word. Now!
I'd better...
Take your time.
You do know this is the store cupboard. There are more comfortable places to talk. We don't involve us perching on an upturned tandem. The bathroom.
The bath is full of the blood you had me bribe out of the hospital.
Flirt, Roy. Had you flirted out of the hospital?
The living room is now the lair of the most dangerous vampire in London.
I did say he could share with you.
He's not getting in my bed.
The floor?
Why move him in?
We need him. Outside, London is being rotted by a power we don't know how to stop. We have no idea what is happening in the rest of the country. We can barely get a message to Dr. Ladyface in Cambridge. If Count Olaf is the key to us surviving this mess, I say we keep him close.
I'm just not comfortable with a vampire here. I mean, he moves in, puts his stuff everywhere, and we have no idea how long he's going to stay for.
Yes, must be very frustrating.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Just try not to think about him as a vampire. Think of him as a mosquito. A big, unnerving, human-shaped mosquito.
Well, that's not exactly comforting.
Well, all right, fine. You're a hunter. Think of him as a weapon.
Hi, team. Is this a private argument, or can anyone join in? Oh, nice tandem. Although perhaps you should be thinking about adding an extra seat, no?
Marvellous. He's in my cupboard now.
Right, come back.
Oh, dear. Was it something I said?
This is difficult for all of us. As soon as we can dispatch Shadwell Craig, the better.
Why? Will you kick me out? I thought we were becoming close.
Stop looking at me like that.
I'm not looking at you like that.
You most certainly are.
Don't think I don't know what you're doing, keeping me hungry, keeping my supply down, loosening that collar of yours.
Right.
Go on, just a quick nibble. Just a little bit closer. I can almost breathe you in.
Ah! What is that smell?
Garlic aftershave. Just in case you couldn't help yourself, and it appears you can't. You're here because I think you're the only thing that could stop Shadwell Craig. But don't forget, I am a monster hunter.
Right then. I'll be in the lounge, nibbling on my pork.
Good.
Good. Ugh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You can take that look off your face. I know what you're after.
Oh, really?
This neck is off limits.
Well, fine. It's about 90% proof anyway.
Enough. We've been stuck here for 2 weeks. What have we achieved? Nothing. It's time for a council of war.
Now you're talking.
You're taking minutes.
Aww.
Cast mine back to the library. What do you remember?
That Bursa fella getting his eyes all cooked out of his head by those glass eyeballs. Then the flash of light.
Fingers. I have fingers. And a chin. And legs. I can move. Shadwell Craig is reborn!
We have to get out of here now!
Run! Run and hide! But there is nowhere to escape from me!
Lorimer, what's he doing?
Everyone get down! He's going to...
What in the seven hells? It's gone all quiet. Like a film at my house when it gets to the nudie bits.
Lauren, are you all right?
When those eyeballs went into his head, the release of energy. I can't hold it back for long.
Quickly, everyone out.
I'll stay with Lauren until you're all clear.
Are you, culty lady? You're with us.
Leave me. I want to share in his power.
Well, who am I to argue with a lady?
It's too late. I am free and you shall all burn.
Hold it much longer. He's breaking through.
Hoof it! Hoof it now! And that's when the weather went all, you know, psh, psh, gluk, gluk, gluk. I never thought it was going to stop. I knew I should have bought those shares in that canoe factory.
But what it's left is worse. The damp and mould, the rot everywhere. The whole city's decomposing. I can't understand why we haven't left the flat to try and dry it out a bit.
This is delicious. You really don't see it?
What?
It's what I would do. Farm you. Keep you all cowed with a telepathic field so you're too frightened to get in his way. It's such a deliciously simple little plan. Can't you taste it in the air? That tang of fear? It's coming from your new best friend.
And you never thought to tell us?
What have I to gain? Eventually you run out of food for me and I can just feast on you like a delicious picnic of blood. A blood, Nick.
Why, you iron-loving bastard!
Calm down, Roy. I knew you'd try something like this.
You knew?
Why do you think I've been rationing his supply? I needed him hungry.
Oh, you like them lean.
The vampire is probably the most powerful monster in the Pantheon. All of be impervious to almost all of Craig's powers. But weaken a vampire, they'll be susceptible.
And then we can laugh at him?
All of can feel Craig's powers now. And now we know just how Craig is controlling London.
So now we can sort him out.
Exactly. All off, there's a bath full of blood back there with your name on it. Go and fill yourself up.
I hope there's a little rubber duck. I like a little rubber duck.
Don't forget your hat. Don't want the plug full of vampire hairs.
Oh, stupid hat.
And you can come with me. The washing should be ready.
Oh, you know I don't like you washing my clothes. You do something funny to my shirt sleeves.
It's in a good cause. I washed our shirts in holy water, just in case Count Orloff forgets himself.
Lorimer Chesterfield, remind me never to call you a crinkly old library lover ever again.
Yeah, thank you, Roy.
Or a dusty-brained word enthusiast, or a massive...
Thank you, Roy.
My beautiful creations. You have fed well? I fear she was not much of a repast, but there will be more for you soon. Ah! What is this? Pain? Ah, it's you. I thought I consumed your essence when my eyes were implanted in your body. But no, there's still a little of you in here, clinging on to this sad existence. And this is what you have condemned me to. So now, I shall let my slugs go. Go! Feed and consume this mockery of London.
We're back here. I thought it was books that got us into this mess.
I think we'll find it was your terrible taste in antiques.
Will you two button it? It's been an age since I've had a chance to stalk through a ruined building dramatically, so I'd rather like to enjoy the moment.
This is the last place we saw Craig after he took over the body of the Bursar. I can't think of anywhere else to start.
But everything's all burnt. I can't see what good it'll do us unless you need tips on the perfect barbecue.
Just keep your eyes open for something, anything. Is your steel sense tingling?
Not since we passed that boozer on the corner. Sorry, fella. Hang on.
Did you hear that?
It's a person, a woman. Lunch.
You've got to teach me how to do that.
Hello? It's all right, you're safe with us. Well, most of us.
Who is it?
I thought you might be him.
It's Mrs. Grantham, isn't it? The light is bad.
It's better you don't see what he did to me.
It's fine. We won't judge you. We're modern men. Oh, Jesus!
Roy, I'm sorry, my dear.
When he made me put those mirrored eyeballs into the bursa... of pain. I thought I died. But I didn't. I thought he spared me for a reason. To share his power with me. That's why I told you to leave me. But he left me like this. Burnt and broken. Every hour of every day is torment. We thought he would lead us all to glory, but instead he has killed all his disciples. He's unstoppable!
I've never trusted mirrors either. You think they're all glassy and nice, then they punch you in the face with their glittery truth.
We were so close. Crisp was to bring us back the secrets of the Yeti. We could have used them to control Craig, but Crisp failed. And here you are.
Do wake me up when something starts happening, or I can kill her, or both.
Did anyone hear that? Sounds like snakes.
What are you gibbering about, Steel? That's not snakes.
I used to track tigers with these old ears. You think I don't know what a snake sounds like?
Quiet. Why did you come back here?
After the rain stopped and London started dying, there was nowhere else for me to go. And I thought there had to be something left here. Something I could use to send Shadwell Craik back to hell.
Christ, I...
diamonds? Are those slugs?
Oh, he's come for me! Oh, no! He's come for me!
Help! Mrs. Grantham! Quickly, Roy, get these things off her!
It's no use, man! They're too firmly stuck to her!
I said it wasn't snakes.
What the hell are those things? I thought slugs only like cabbages.
Well, they're only the intelligence of the average human. There's probably not much in it.
Can it, you blood-munching bastard? Shadwell Crake can make slugs.
We don't know the limits of his power.
But he chooses to make slugs.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been my first guess.
Well, if you don't want to end up on the menu, I would advise we leave at once.
Well, thank God that's all done with. Let's just burn this place down and retire for a refreshing scotch.
Roy.
Godmothers! More of them! They're everywhere!
I think they've spotted us. Remarkably fast for slugs, aren't they?
Olaf, isn't this why we de-staked you? Use those lovely teeth of yours.
Do I look friendly?
Well, maybe we can find a chip shop or something.
Or maybe I could just open one of your veins. They're probably salty enough.
Oi!
You two would mind finishing this later on. I've got one on my leg.
Big fella, isn't it?
Oh, I think it might have teeth. Grab it, Roy.
Where? I'm not touching those feelers.
Grab it by the tail.
It's all tail.
Oh, do something. It's crawling up my thigh.
All right, I'm going to regret this later, but hold still.
You're not...
I bloody well am.
You can't punch a slug, Roy.
Watch me. Hi! Oh, Christ!
It worked. Actually worked.
Never doubt the awesome power of steel keto. Ah!
Yeah, I don't want to worry you, but you have a little thing round your neck.
Ah, thanks! When were you planning on telling me?
Oh, look, I'm supposed to be the epitome of evil.
I can't seem to get a grip. Oh, this is most disgusting.
I'm not being killed by a slug. It's too embarrassing. Oh, you're right. Definitely teeth. It's... Oh, another one.
I think that's four.
Five.
Roy. Roy Steele. Get off your knees and fight that thing. I'll give you the key to the booze cabinet.
It's too late for drinking. I can feel one tickling my moustache. Goodbye, fella.
All off.
Don't look at me.
Ow!
I am looking at you. I'm looking at you with my pointiest stake in your back. One little push.
You wouldn't.
Don't try me.
I am not touching those.
Ow!
All right, keep your hair on. I don't know the things I do to secure my future blood-drenched paradise.
Sweet, sweet air.
Well, don't anyone thank me or anything. Oh, I see. It's like that, is it? Anyone got a towel?
How did you know?
Olaf, is anyone not being targeted by these things? You must be able to sense these unnatural.
Oh, cheers.
Not out of the woods yet, though. Need to get to higher ground.
So we shin up a tree?
I was thinking we'd stand on a bench.
That's not going to buy as much time.
You need a minute. Olaf, grab that slug.
I am not.
Steak.
Oh, all right.
Right. Everybody here?
It's just a bench, fella.
Sorry. Okay, Olaf, I want you to sniff that slug.
I beg your pardon?
Sniff it!
I am not sniffing a slug.
Fun as this is going to be, why do we want him to smell a slug?
The slugs are an extension of Shadwell Crake, controlled by mental power. Olaf is a vampire. He's part of the unnatural world. Olaf can tune himself into the slug's psychic spore. He can use that to lead us to Crake.
Like a bloodhound.
Are you trying to be funny?
I'm not getting anything. My mind's just picking up a fog.
A bit like this weather. It's everywhere. And the decay. The road's impassable further on. It's gone all squishy. We'll never get through it in my lovely MG.
Maybe we could find something bigger in all those empty cars down there.
You can't bet on it.
Ugh. It's worse here than in Cambridge.
We're closer to Crake here. But the rot has set in, and if we don't do something about it soon... Well... Imagine I was saying something very serious and doom-laden, but tried to put an upbeat spin on it. Then take the upbeat spin off.
Well, come on then.
Godmothers, look at these walls.
Don't touch them.
Oh, my fingers go straight into the brick. This is all wrong.
Let go of my jacket, Roy.
I've got to wipe my hands on something.
You are foul.
I think it's finally looking more like home. I can get behind all this, as long as I don't have to touch it.
I thought you'd like it. It's got the same kind of smell.
Oh, we're getting personal, are we, human? With your dress sense?
Stop bickering. Roy, have you been paying attention?
What? It's just Notting Hill. Just a bit shabbier than normal, which is saying something.
Where did all this grass come from?
Well, this was rural land in Shadwell Craig's time. You noticed the Tudor buildings appearing when we went through the city. I think he's trying to roll back time.
He can just do that?
We don't really know what he can do, but I think we're close to him now. This is the most decayed and altered place we've been. Orloff?
What? Oh, typical. You want me for my nose.
Ugh! Oh, for the love of...
Get off my jacket.
What? I need something to vomit into.
Well, use your feet.
What's that on the ground?
Looks like slime.
Slug slime. Follow it.
Oh, right. So I inhaled that thing for nothing. Cheers. Oh, it's this way.
Yes, we know.
Looks like it's heading into that house. A bit... Well, you wouldn't call it habitable, would you?
Be careful. We have no idea what Craig can do. After you.
Why do I have to go first?
You've got fangs.
Oh, very well. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
What? You were born ready to fight the glass eyes of a 16th century sorcerer embedded into a university bursar?
I just meant...
I know what you meant. I just can't stand it when people say that. It's utterly ridiculous.
Right, now look here, you...
Shall I do it? Oh, dear.
What? Oh. Ugh. The stairs are covered in slugs.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not touching them.
Look, they're moving. They're making a path for us.
It seems, gentlemen, that we're expected. Shall we?
Just keep those slimy bastards off my shoes. They cost a bomb.
He called me a gentleman.
Nice slugs. You just stay there. Just keep swaying slowly. Lorimer, this is really weird.
You've just noticed it's really weird.
Come on.
Be on your guard. We're in the lair of Shadwell Creek. We need to be prepared for anything.
Like what?
How would I know?
It was your mirror he was in.
Can you stop going on about that, please?
Why did he have to be on the top floor?
Evening begins to draw its shadowy cloak across the world. Rejoice, my beauties. Night, a final night for this pestilent world will soon be upon us.
Look, the bursar!
Shadwell Craig, sat in the centre of his web.
That's no web, that's slugs.
Yes, I know.
Well, it sort of makes your metaphor a bit pointless, doesn't it?
Thank you, everyone.
Good evening, gentlemen.
His face, it's falling apart.
Yes, I wasn't expecting that.
I have been waiting for you.
You have?
It was your action that did free me from my shining prison. It is fitting you should be here at the end.
The end?
What's your game, Craig?
It matters not to you.
Isn't it obvious? He's been locked away for centuries, and now he's free. This ludicrous world of the 1970s is utterly alien to everything he knows. So now he wants to destroy it.
Oh, that's actually very insightful.
Well, you know, we've all been there.
To be trapped for so long. To be deprived of everything familiar. Home, friends, reputation, and deposited here... Bravo. Your insight sets you apart from these churls. You are not like them. What are you?
Not so different to you, my glassy-eyed friend. You and I could do great things together.
What?
Oh, dear.
What do you say?
You and I, together.
We could stride across this world like a colossus. Two colossuses. Colossi?
You think I want that?
It'd be fun!
I was trapped for over 300 years. Formless, sightless, I yearned to be free. But to rule over this land of degeneracy? You think that fitting?
I think it would be beautiful.
This world is not fit for me to walk across it. I would rather it burn.
But the fields, the buildings appearing.
I tried to return it to a simpler age, but even that proves too hard. This body rejects me. So if I cannot have my paradise, I would rather this world became a hell.
Oh, seems a waste after everything.
Lorimer, the slugs!
They're smoking.
They're what?
I think they're going to explode.
This place with its noise. It's radio and miniskirts and football pools and luncheon vouchers. All of it will be destroyed.
Not on my watch. What time is it, Lorimer?
About five.
It's fists time.
Oh, I see. Right, yes, let's do it.
Nice fists.
Thanks.
You think to best me by hand?
Usually works for us.
Oh, my fists, they're burning.
Mine too. Just punch through the pain!
You pitiful worms!
Ah! Dorima, I can't move!
Me neither. Unhand us, Craik.
This is not my doing.
Hey?
No. This is all me, gentlemen. You're spoiling my plans. Just stay put there for a moment.
You have power, I see.
Damn Skippy!
Impressive. Most impressive.
So you see, together we could work wonders.
I trusted you!
Yes, that was pretty dumb of you.
You seek an alliance, vampire.
I do.
Never.
Oh, well, I did offer. Come here, fella, show us your neck. I've got such a thirst.
What? What is this?
Tea time.
Roy, I'm released.
Hang on.
But Roy...
Just a sec.
You all right?
Lorimer, he's having his crake and eating it.
Right, was that really worth it?
Lorimer, look at the slugs.
Oh, they're disappearing. Why do I have a bad feeling about this?
His eyes! Lorimer, why do I think we're not going to get out of this one?
We're not finished yet. Count all off!
Do you know, gentlemen, that's the first time I've felt full for ages.
Am I talking to Shadwell Craik?
Shadwell Craik is dead.
But I thought you said he was the most powerful thing we've ever dealt with.
Yes.
That when he returned, we'd be for it like a pig on Pork Chop Sunday.
Yes.
But he's dead. I mean, he's dead dead.
Well, so it would seem.
The eyeballs, gentlemen. He was never truly free of his prison. They just melted it down and gave him a vehicle to walk around in. Or did you really think it would take the most powerful force in the world 2 weeks to wreak this havoc? Now those eyeballs have been destroyed.
But it feels like there's a but.
Less of a but, more of a bite. The power, his power, flowed into the body's blood like a teabag in water.
What is he talking about?
Oh, don't you see? That power, it's now...
in me! And now I am the most powerful being this world has ever known.
Oh, perfect. I'm used to us winning roundabout now.
Oh, but gentlemen, you have.
We have?
You have.
How have we?
You shall be the inaugural feast at the opening of my metropolis of blood. My blood-tropolis!
I have missed this.
That's where you're wrong, Count Orloff.
Oh?
Cast your mind back.
How far back?
To this morning.
Okay.
Do you remember that last-minute wash I put our clothes in?
Vaguely.
Well, that was no ordinary wash. The water had been delivered an hour earlier by Father Kevin of St. Cribbin's Holy Trinity.
What? You mean...
That's right. Our clothes are literally soaked in holy water. Roy, remember the aftershave I gave you?
It wasn't Old Spice?
Garlic is no spice, Roy.
Your garlic aftershave!
Curse you, monster hunters! Once again, you have foiled my plans at the last moment. Oh, see how I quake in my impressive manly boots.
Right, this isn't how I expected this to go.
Oh, dear.
Your aftershave, your crucifixes. Those gaudy trinkets can't stop me now.
We still have our fists.
Oh, dear. We've done all this before, haven't we? Gets a bit trying. I'm just going to cut to the chase and drain you both. Then I'm going to tear through this city like a naughty wind.
Oh, I can't move.
Nor me. I'm sorry, fella.
What are you sorry about?
This was all my fault.
Don't you worry, old man. Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Really?
Would it make you feel better if I said yes?
A bit.
He's not killed us yet. Maybe there's still a chance.
You're probably thinking I could make you walk to me and offer up your lovely necks.
Yes.
And I could. But as I have all this new power, why not use it?
Oh, Roy! Roy, my veins!
By Jove! He's pulling them out of our necks!
Here, little veiny veins! Here! Come to Daddy! What is that? I sense something in my mind. Blimey, is this what you humans call a hangover?
Not so fast, Craik.
Margie!
Lauren!
Where's Craik? And who's that?
You?
Me! Nice to see you again.
Can we do this quickly? Only, I can't hold him off much longer.
You can hold him off!
Release them!
What? How are you doing this?
Call it a gift.
I don't think I will.
Back! Get back!
Oh, it's like tiny fingers in my brain. And my legs! Get out of my legs!
Anytime you're ready.
We were expecting Shadwell Crake, but I don't think you can stake a vampire with your brain.
I'd rather not. I'm quite attached to it.
Martine, in my jacket.
A stake! Tar?
Keep that thing away from me. Oh, curse these immobile limbs!
You look like you need a decent meal count, Orloff. Can I recommend the steak?
Oh, nice.
Thanks. Are you two all right?
Oh, we've had better days. How did you know that we needed...
You don't think we've been sitting on our hands up in Cambridge?
We had a feeling you might need us to bail you out.
We would have been here sooner, only the roads into London were awful. Still, that'll change once they open the M25.
Interesting. He's not turned to dust. Perhaps the power of Craig is still affecting him.
Well, it's not often I get saved by the girl.
And how does it feel?
I could get used to it.
I wouldn't. This is a one-off.
Can anyone smell burning?
Look! He's smoking!
I think he's going to go up!
Everyone out! Now! Get down!
Are we far enough away?
Too late to worry about that.
It's going to...
Godmothers! I hope someone's insured.
It's over. It is over, isn't it?
Lauren?
I'm sensing nothing. No Crake, no Orloff. They're gone.
Then it's over.
And we need to get you two looked over. It's not every day a vampire tries to pull the veins out of your neck. Roy, where are you going?
You don't need to be a psychic to work this one out. He's going to find a pub.
I need a booze. A pint of booze. The biggest pint you can find.
So that'll be a pint then.
Ah, look at that. It's so good to see London back to its usual, not quite as horrible state.
Isn't it?
Why is nobody talking about what happened?
They're forgetting.
Eh?
All part of Crake's spell.
So how come we can still remember it?
Because we were at the eye of the storm.
It's probably for the best.
Feels like a bit of an anticlimax, though.
What are you hoping for? Balloons and adoring grateful ladies?
Yes.
You never change, do you?
And what about you?
Me?
Yes. You know what I mean.
Yes, I do. My craving for knowledge led into a lot of danger. That Swiss thing, the Yeti, the Spider Women of Borneo, Shadwell Crake. I was thinking of myself and my lust for knowledge. I wasn't thinking about how it would affect everyone else. I see now that the key is compassion. Wisdom means nothing without compassion.
Blimey, it's all getting a bit deep in here, isn't it?
Not for you, Roy. Have no fear.
So, Martine, how about a drink to celebrate?
No, I'm afraid not.
Why not?
Well, actually, Lauren and I are...
You're what?
Well, we're...
We're going back to Cambridge.
Oh, I see. Maybe next time then?
We'll see.
I'll see you out. So, you two are...
Monster hunting, yes.
I couldn't think of two people more qualified. Martine?
Yes?
Are you going to tell him... About...
About Stuart? Not yet.
But doesn't he have a right to know?
Maybe when he's grown up a bit.
Stuart?
Goodbye, Lorimer. Keep an eye on him for me.
Stuart?
Roy.
No. Goodbye, Martine.
So here we are. Just you and me, together in the flat.
Yes, about that.
Fighting monsters, doing the jokes. Just the way it should be.
Oh, blimey. Sir Maxwell. And Suki. I've got to talk to Suki.
It'll keep for half an hour. There's a pub on the corner. Why not buy me a scotch?
Yeah, all right.
Just you take it in. The sun's in the sky, the smog's in the air. Everything's right with the world.
It is kind of nice, in its own dirty way.
Well, stop gawking. That pub won't drink itself. Did I ever tell you about that time I ended up in a literal village of zebras?
No, I have a feeling you're about to, though.
So there I was, in this deserted town, and I walked into the post office. Thank you.
Hell-Shaped Room was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Kelly Quick as Lauren Asher, Jade Allen as Dr. Ladyface, Philip North as Shadwell Crake, Laura Marshall as Mrs. Underlay the Landlady, Susanna Gordon as Mrs. Grantham, and Simon Kane as Count Orloff. Engineered by David Knight. Edited by Tom Dalling and David Knight. Music by Simon Magus. With thanks to Maximilian John, Laura Davis and Emma Gibbs. Support the production of The Monster Hunters on Patreon at patreon.com/definitelyhuman. The Monster Hunters is a Definitely Human production.
Here it is.
What took you so long?
There was a lot of rubble to sift through.
Put it on the table. She's on her way up.
What does she want with it?
Don't ask me. She's the boss.
Is it all there?
Yes, Irene. He's all here.
Good. Now we can begin.
Get a potato, and you can just whittle them. Have you ever whittled it?
It's hard.
But once you get into it, once you've got the stroke and the rhythm right, you can make a potato look like any of your modern-day celebrities.
Need the right tool, though. Whittling tool.
I mean,
look at this one here.
What do you use?
This is supposed to be Lady Gaga.
What's that?
It's a lumpy head.
That looks like Ted Heath.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Behind the Monster Hunting.
It's been how many weeks since we started this?
Well.
Many.
I don't know.
At least a many teen weeks.
And today we're talking about episode 6.
Our most recent episode.
The Hell-Shaped Room.
Yes, we are. Greetings. I am Matthew Woodcock, otherwise known as Roy Steele.
And I'm Peter Davis, otherwise known as Peter Davis. So carrying on with the story of the Monster Hunters, we have Shadwell Crake back.
Yeah,
with a vengeance.
We're back. We're here at the climax of the third series. We have a story.
Yeah. Count Orloff versus Shadwell Crake.
Yeah.
Like Freddy versus Jason.
It's the culmination of the whole series.
Yeah.
You know, Orloff is back. Orloff was in the very first episode way back in the year of 2012.
Whoa.
When there were only 3 channels on the internet. We've got Ladyface returning as well.
Absolutely.
Who's been in it since 2012 as well and has been pivotal to this series. Her and Lauren have been very, very important to this series. And as we were saying last week, this is a very, very serialized series, The Monster Hunters.
Absolutely, yeah.
In many ways, episodes 4 through 6 are one long story.
Yeah, the idea was it was the worst villain we've ever met and us teaming up with the second worst villain we've ever met.
Throughout The Monster Hunters, Count Orloff has been their nemesis. Dracula and Van Helsing or Moriarty and Sherlock Holmes, they're paired off, they're equals. And then suddenly in this series, and we've been hinting at it for a long time, we have this thing of something big is coming. And that something big is Shadwell Crake. You know, obviously you've heard this because we're talking at the end of this. We're not talking at the start. If you're listening to this before, I don't know how you've done that.
How have you done that?
There's probably one of those 404 errors or something that you get on the internet. Or maybe you jumped on a ghost horse and rode forward through time.
They do that sometimes.
They do.
It's pesky ghost horses.
Because of their spectral abilities.
I know. Another thing we've talked about through this whole series was about Lorimer's quest for knowledge, getting him into trouble. And that sort of comes to the fore here. Some of this is kind of his fault, really. And so we play on that idea as well. And I think he's learned a big lesson as well.
We've started doing that a bit since Box of Desires.
Mm. Let's talk about the villains then for a moment.
Okay.
Count Orloff clearly is the Dracula
archetype. Yeah, he's a
vampire villain who gets killed every film and then comes back to life then at the beginning of the next one for some weird, convoluted reason.
Yeah.
Shabble Craik was your creation eventually, so where did the idea of Shabble Craik come from?
I was thinking of people like John Dee.
Yeah.
Who was a
genuine sort of Elizabethan magician,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, he was interested in scrying.
Scrying and astrology. And Queen Elizabeth I, you know, genuinely thought that he could tell the future and was this magical person.
Also maybe, I suppose, Dr. Faustus, things like that. People who had made pacts with the devil. And to an extent, the same is true of Craik. He lusts for a power.
Yeah.
And that power ultimately means that he's trapped in the mirror through his own doing and he can't get back.
Sure, but also the idea is back in the 1500s, You know, magic was real to these people. There was no one that would say, yeah but it's not really, is it?
I mean, this
was real to them, and witches were real.
Paul Daniels
was real.
Was real.
And nowadays we know that anyone can buy the Paul Daniels magic kit
I had one.
I could do.
Was
Cuff
I considered a god? I mean, I lived in Yorkshire in the 80s.
In London, you would have been laughed out of town.
I would have, you know.
In Yorkshire, you were a god, but that's...
Exactly.
They're very odd up there.
You know.
A lot of our monsters are sort of physical beasts, but it's fun to play with the idea of magic and supernatural happenings.
And men gone wrong.
Men gone wrong.
Men gone wrong!
Those are the real monsters out there, am
exactly.
I right?
Yeah.
So we vanquished the mirror. We've managed to vanquish Orloff as well. So this is it for now.
For now.
From us.
Very much for now.
We appreciate every single one of you listening and thank you so much.
Yes.
And the more you listen, the more we can create more content in the future.
Yeah, we've been very lucky, I think, to have teamed up with Definitely Human, who've given us a chance to finish off this series and will be giving us a chance to do more and there will
crossed.
Be more fingers crossed if you want them to be more then we will absolutely
then let them know.
So next week you'll just have to do the voices in your head,
yeah,
maybe draw our faces on your hands and make them move about.
Roy and Lorimer will return for we'll more
return.
Adventures.
The universe of the Monster Hunters is much bigger and you will see more of it. You will see more.
Are you being weird now?
That's just my normal voice. That's my normal speaking voice.
But don't let them know that.
What? Could I not talk like this now?
Stop it. That's just reserved for you and your wife and your family. And on that bombshell, thank you all so much once more, and we will be back in your ears at some point in the future with more adventures.
Yes, we will. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.